This is The Invisible War with evangelist and author Dr. Rob Randall. There is a bigger battle going on in the world right now than we can even see. A battle that has existed since the beginning of time. This is not a war between countries, but an all-out assault on the very soul of people everywhere. Lives are being defeated and destroyed. Marriages are falling apart at an unprecedented rate. Children are rebelling against everything they've been taught. Addictions are rampant to everything you can think of. And all of this is the result of a spiritual war, which is the invisible war. And yet, there is hope. Rob Randall is a third-generation evangelist who has devoted his life to seeing people who have come to the end of themselves find a true life of promise and healing. The Invisible War is a journey that will lead us on the road to freedom and the path of fulfillment. There are no quick fixes, only a process, but it begins with the first step. So here's Rob Randall to take us through this journey one step at a time as we find hope in the Invisible War. Well, hello, and welcome once again to The Invisible War. I'm Kevin Harris, and you have come to the right place. The Invisible War program is a Bible-based study on spiritual warfare taken from the book The Invisible War, Living in Victory Over the Enemy, and it's written by our very own host and teacher of The Invisible War radio program, Dr. Rob Randall. And today we're going to continue our study of spiritual warfare as our focus is on how to use the Word of God in prayer. Now, this is very important. Using God's Word in prayer and tearing down strongholds in our lives as well as in the lives of those for whom we are called on to pray. And I want to encourage you to get your copy of this most valuable Bible study on how to live in victory over the enemy by going to our website, theinvisiblewar.org. Or you can order your copy of The Invisible War, published by 21st Century Press, at most of your local bookstores. Dr. Randall, it's good to see you. This study is very exciting and very important. And we're talking about how to pray the Word of God in the supernatural battles as we are confronted with the powers of darkness. Dr. Randall, as we get into the study today, remind us of what we've talked about before, and that is the secrets to effective prayer.
Kevin, good to see you, and what a wonderfully beautiful day that God has given us to study His Word together. You know, in Acts 12, verse 5, we find these words, "So Peter was kept in the prison, but prayer for him was being made fervently by the church to God." The first thing that we see here is that we're to pray unto God. When you pray, always remember to whom you are praying. It is holy God, the Lord of hosts, who answers our prayer. We're to pray with a clean heart before God. It is necessary to note that we must confess our sins first before we pray for others. In James 5, verse 16, listen to these words. "Therefore, confess your sins one to another and pray for one another so that you may be healed. The effective prayer of a righteous man can accomplish much." Sin always separates us from effective prayer. We are also to pray without ceasing, earnestly, intensely, fervently. Leonard Ravenhill, the late great evangelist, often used the word travailing when he would teach on prayer. My grandfather used to use the phrase, "Pray until you prayed it through." They understood that prayer was work. It took time and effort to bring petitions before the Lord. Pray however long it takes until the prayer burden is lifted by our Lord. Keep on praying, keep on knocking, keep on asking until the burden is lifted. We are to pray in the Spirit. Ephesians 6:18 speaks of how we are to pray for all the saints and pray in the Spirit. Let the Spirit of God take over the prayer agenda. Pray only what the Holy Spirit tells you to pray. Listen to Him in the prayer closet. Let Holy Spirit take charge of your time and the agenda of the prayer meeting. If you don't know how to pray, not sure just what to pray, listen to Him. He'll tell you. Praying is cooperating with Holy Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. And another secret of effective prayer is pray with fasting. and warfare praying, the flesh becomes vulnerable to the attacks of the enemy. And as we've studied in chapter 5 of The Invisible War, fasting is a way to get the flesh out of the way. Fasting helps us lay our flesh aside so the enemy's attacks are futile and our prayers become eternally effective. Acts 14:23, when they had appointed the elders for them in every church, having prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord in whom they had believed. In Acts 13, verse 2 and 3, listen to the word today. While they were ministering to the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." Then when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. It is critical that we learn the importance of not just praying, but fasting, humbling ourselves when we pray. And pray together with other believers. How important is this? Notice here in Acts 12:5, the prayers came by the church. They prayed together. Notice in Matthew 18:19, "Again I say to you that if two of you agree on earth about anything that they may ask, it shall be done for them by my Father who is in heaven. For where two or three have gathered together in my name, there I am in their midst." You know, Kevin, there is great power in prayer, but there's greater power in corporate prayer. There's something very significant. I tell folks, get a prayer committee, get a group together to pray. And I'm always asked, how many in that committee? How many in that group to pray? All you need is two. That's all. You need two. And you have the witness of the Holy Spirit, so you have three. So three, working with God, is a very, very powerful way to pray. If we're going to be effective in our prayer, it's important that we learn to pray together.
Dr. Randall, those are some timeless principles and such good reminders for us all. I'm just thinking that so many who are listening now wonder if God still answers prayer. Help us understand the kinds of prayer that God answers.
Again, in James 5, verse 16, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. In Ephesians 3:20, "Now unto him who is able to do exceeding abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us." Before any attempt to set the captives free is approached, before any confrontation with the rebel prince is launched, the believer must understand the eternal truths concerning the prayer that God answers. The first one that I want everyone to understand is that God answers the prayer that's prayed under the sacrifice of Christ. Since the attack on America on September the 11th, 2001, our nation has been in a state of shock and sorrow like we have not known in our lifetime. In an effort to heal our nation's sorrow, a prayer meeting was scheduled in Yankee Stadium. Expectantly, I watched with millions of others as the prayer meeting was broadcast on national television. Maybe you were as shocked as I was, as the name of Jesus was only mentioned once in 2 hours of this so-called prayer meeting. What a waste! Prayers can only reach the throne room of heaven through the sacrifice of Christ. Jesus said of himself, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me. And whatever you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son." John 14:13. In John 15:16 and 16:23, hear the word today. "Truly, truly, I say to you, if you shall ask the Father for anything, he will give it to you in my name." It is only through our union with Christ, made possible through his sacrifice on Calvary for our sins, that we are able to approach the Holy of Holies with our petitions. Ephesians 2:6, hear the word, and raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places. Here it is, in Christ Jesus. It's in Christ that we come into the presence of the Lord. This passage is a direct reference to verse 20 of chapter 1 that tells us that only through our union with Christ, made available through his blood sacrifice for our sins, are we able to come and be received before holy God. Secondly, I want everyone to be reminded today, you want your prayers answered? You want to pray a prayer that's effective, that can get all the way to the very courtroom of heaven? God answers the prayer that's specific. James 4:2 says, "You have not because you ask not. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." Philippians 4:6. Why are we to be specific when we pray? Isn't God omniscient? Doesn't he already know what is going on? Is he so disinterested in our plight that we have to remind him of what we're going through? No, listen carefully. Prayer is not getting God's attention. We have his undivided attention through our union with Christ. Prayer is a time of getting our hearts in tune with the heart of God. Prayer is not some self-centered exercise of manipulating God to do what we want. Prayer is not some name it and claim it, blab it and grab it, means by which we seek to fill our own selfish desires, as some seem to teach. No. Prayer is exercising our union with Christ to join our hearts with the will and heart of our Heavenly Father. John 14:14, hear the word. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. Do you believe it today? Do you believe that if you ask in Jesus' name, specifically mentioning your need to him, that he can meet that need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus? Do you believe it? Of course, if you don't believe it, you're not going to do it. It's true. We only do what we believe. Everything else is just talk. Prayer is working together with God to see his will accomplished on earth as it is in heaven. Truly I say to you, whatever you shall bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Matthew 16:19. No, our prayer that God answers is a prayer that's specific.
Rob, this is getting good. Now, you've mentioned two principles so far about prayer. One is that God answers the prayers that are under the sacrifice of Christ. And number two, God answers specific prayers, wants us to be specific in our prayers and requests. But let's keep going. Give us some more.
Number three, listen carefully. God answers the prayer that is prayed in the Spirit. Now, we talked about it a while ago, but I want you to look at Romans 8:26. Hear the word of God today. And in the same way, the Spirit also helps our weaknesses, for we do not know how to pray as we should, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. Our time of prayer becomes a time of healing and sweet communion with the Lord. It is Holy Spirit that will take over the prayer closet if we will ask him to. There is no night so dark that our Lord is not present. There is no tear-stained pillow that our Lord does not share our grief. Isaiah 53:4-5. It is through the precious ministry of the Paraclete, the Holy Spirit, the one who stands along our side, never leaving us nor forsaking us, the one who is always with us, that enables us to be in communion with God in prayer. Even in the passage concerning our armor of God that God has provided for us in the spiritual battles, we find ourselves with this admonition: with all prayer and petition, pray at all times in the Spirit. Ephesians 6:18. We need to learn that we're not in charge of our prayer meetings. If we want our prayers to be answered, they must be led by Holy Spirit. The fourth truth that I want to share with everyone today, that God answers the prayer that's offered in submission to His will. He answers the prayer that comes from the heart of the one who says, "Not my will, but thine be done." In James 4, verse 6, we find these words, "God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble." Herein lies the key to effective prayer. You ask and do not receive because you ask with the wrong motives, so that you may spend it on your pleasures. James 4, verse 3. How often have I been guilty of a prayer time where all I'm doing is whining because I'm not getting what I want? How sad that is. No wonder God doesn't answer that prayer. If we ever expect God to hear and answer our petitions, they must be presented to Him in complete humility and submission to His will. Fasting comes into focus at this point. Fasting is not an attempt to become super spiritual. Fasting is not some kind of work to get into God's presence. Fasting is simply putting aside our flesh, as we have said, so it cannot influence our communion with the Lord. God answers the prayer that is presented in total submission to His will. 1 John 5:14, please hear the word today. "And this is the confidence which we have before Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us." Let me review very quickly what we've studied today. You want your prayers answered? You want your prayers heard before a holy God? God answers the prayer that's prayed under the sacrifice of Christ. God answers the prayer that is specific prayer. God answers the prayer that's prayed in the Spirit. And God answers the prayer that's offered in submission to His will.
Well, Dr. Randall, we have run out of time, but we're going to pick it up there next time as we continue to discuss prayer and this series on praying the Word of God. I know that there are many people who have found this a real encouragement, and you may know of someone who would really be encouraged by what you've heard today. Let them know that you can get any and all of our programs at our website, theinvisiblewar.org. You just hit the broadcast button when you go to that website, and you can download for free any of our programs that you may have missed. We want to remind you, as we thank you for listening today, that it is through your faithfully standing with us that we're able to bring the Invisible War to you and to the many hurting and wounded among us. If you've been blessed by this program, would you give as generous a gift as our Lord would lead you to give? You can make your investment into this ministry by going to our website, theinvisiblewar.org, or call us toll-free, 877-808-8886. That's toll-free, 877-808-8886. If you want to keep a biblical and balanced program on spiritual warfare, then call us or write to us today. Go to our website, theinvisiblewar.org, or call 877-808-8886. Now, you may not have access to a computer. You can send your letters and support to Rob Randall Evangelistic Ministries, P.O. Box 5, McKinney, Texas, 75070. That's P.O. Box 5, McKinney, Texas, 75070. We look forward to hearing from you. Please do it today. We have heard from so many of you over the last several months of how this program has ministered to your life. You have heard the incredible teaching on spiritual warfare from Dr. Randall, as well as many personal testimonies from very special guests. But we want to hear from many more of you. We would love to hear how God has transformed your life and how you have faced the enemy with boldness to conquer his destructive schemes. We want to share some of these stories of victory by reading some of them on the air, or even the possibility of having you join us as a very special guest in an upcoming broadcast. Your story may be exactly what other listeners need to hear to turn the corner and begin to apply the same valuable principles that Rob shares on a regular basis. write your story and send it to us by email at askrob@theinvisiblewar.org. Once again, the email address is askrob@theinvisiblewar.org. Or you can send your letters to The Invisible War, P.O. Box 5, McKinney, Texas, 75070. You can also go to our website at theinvisiblewar.org and go to the Contact Us section and find an option that works best for you to send it to us. Your story of healing and victory may be just the exact message others need to hear to find the same victory in their lives. We'll be looking forward to including these incredible stories in future programs, so email us today with yours. That's askrob@theinvisiblewar.org. As we come to the end of this program, Dr. Randall, would you lead us in prayer?
What a privilege is mine to be able to pray with you today. Thank you for the privilege that you give me to share with you in prayer. Would you just draw your heart toward the Savior right now? The Bible says if we will draw near to the Lord, He will draw near to us. Would you draw near to the Lord right now? Wherever you are, just bow your head. Just humble yourself before the Lord, as I will do it with you. And let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, I thank you in Jesus' name for all that you're doing, seen and unseen. I thank you that there is one Lord over all, and you are He. I thank you that you have put all other names underneath your feet, and you're seated at the right hand of God the Father, ever making intercession for us. Even now, as we pray, you're praying for us, and we thank you. Lord, I pray for my friend who's not sure that they have a relationship with you, who are not sure today they're going to heaven when they die. Lord, I pray that you would speak to them, call them by name, even now. I pray that you would remove every lying, every hindering spirit, all of the trauma memories that the enemy would use to keep us from you. Lord, pour your blood over it in Jesus' name and throw the evil ones now aside so that we can hear your voice. You've told us that my sheep hear my voice and they know me. So I pray right now that your voice would easily be heard by everyone who is listening to this program. Lord, for those who are not certain of their salvation, give them the courage to turn from their sin and to turn to you. Would you just pray this prayer with me? Would you just pray these words? Words are not magic. God knows our hearts, but just pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I know that you died for me, and I know that you love me. Forgive me of my sin. I receive you as my Savior and my Lord. Now to those who know that you are going to heaven, you're a child of God, but you've been away from the Father's house for whatever reasons, would you just lift your heart to the Lord? Would you call out to Him? I can't do it for you, but I can do it with you. Would you pray this prayer with me? Lord Jesus, thank you for dying for me. Thank you. I ask that you would bring a fresh spring cleansing in my life. I ask for a season that you would come and cleanse my heart, cleanse my mind, cleanse my heart. Oh God, do the greatest work for your greatest glory. Remove every lying spirit, Lord Jesus, spirit of fear, Lord, remove it in Jesus' name. All religious spirits, Lord, remove them in Jesus' name. And I pray for my friend that they would be able to courageously walk into this season of cleansing. And I pray this in the mighty, matchless, wonderful, most powerful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Now, if you've prayed with me today, I'd like to hear from you. Would you email me by going to our website, theinvisiblewar.org, or you can call me toll-free, 1-877-808-8886. Let me know of your prayer concerns. I want you to know I will receive each email personally. I will return each call personally. I want the privilege of being able to pray with you. Thank you so much for listening to The Invisible War. Thank you for your prayer and support. We look forward to meeting with you next week at the same time on The Invisible War.
This has been the weekly radio program called The Invisible War with Rob Randall. You don't have to live defeated, heartbroken, or in bondage to anything. Give everything you are to everything He is, and you will begin to see your life transformed into the life He has made you to be, for your sake and for everyone around you. Remember to check out theinvisiblewar.org for resources, podcast information, and just a place to let us know how to pray for you. We'll see you next time on The Invisible War.